弟兄姊妹，主早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好，请弟兄姊妹们一同来看以斯拉记。我们仍然继续交通以斯拉记。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra. We will continue to fellowship on the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
我们读几处的圣经。以斯拉记第七章第一节，这事以后，波斯王亚达薛西年间，有个以斯拉，他是西莱亚的儿子。
Now, this is Ezra chapter 7, verse 1. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, there went up Ezra, son of Sariah.
我们再读到翻到跳到第五节后面那句话。
Then we will go to the last portion of verse 5.
那也讲说以利亚撒是大祭司亚伦的儿子。
Eleazar, son of Aaron, the chief priest.
所以在这里就告诉我们说，这个家谱呢，就告诉我们说，以斯拉他是亚伦的后裔，所以他是一个祭司。
This genealogy tells us that Ezra descended from Aaron, and hence he is a priest.
那么再从第六节读到十四节。这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西律法书，王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
Verse 6, this Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all he requested, because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him.
亚达薛西王第七年，以色列人祭司利未人歌唱的所门的尼提林有上耶路撒冷的。
Some of the sons of Israel and some of the priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants went up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes.
王第七年五月，以斯拉到了耶路撒冷。正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他。五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷。
8. He came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For on the first of the first month, he began to go up from Babylon. And on the first of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, because the good hand of his God was upon him.
以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to practice it, and to teach the statutes and ordinances in Israel.
祭司以斯拉是通达耶和华诫命和赐以色列之律例的文士，亚达薛西王赐给他谕旨，上面写着说。
11. Now this is the copy of the decree which King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe, learned in the words of the commandments of the Lord and his statutes to Israel.
诸王之王亚达薛西达以祭司以斯拉通达天上神律法大德的文士引语。
Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and now...
住在我国中的以色列人祭司利未人凡甘心上耶路撒冷去的我降旨准他们与你同去
I have issued a decree that any of the people of Israel and their priests and the Levites in my kingdom who are willing to go to Jerusalem may go with you
王一七个谋士既然差你去照你手中神的律法书查问犹大和耶路撒冷的景况
For as much as you are sent by the king and his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of your God, which is in your hand.
我们再读27、28节。
Then we'll read verses 27 and 28, chapter 7.
以斯拉说耶和华我们列祖的神是应当称颂的因他使王起这心意修饰耶路撒冷耶和华的殿。
Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to adorn the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem.
又在王和谋士并大能军长面前施恩于我，因耶和华我神的手帮助我，我就得以坚强，从以色列中招聚首领与我一同上来。
and has extended loving kindness to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. Thus I was strengthened, according to the hand of the Lord my God upon me, and I gathered leading men from Israel to go up with me.
好, 我们圣经暂时读到这里, 请我们低头一人祷,
Let's bow our heads for prayer. That's the end of our Bible reading.
主,
Lord, thank you that we can gather before your throne on this day of the resurrection.
正如诗歌所说的,
As the hymn says, we want a willing heart to know more of the Lord Jesus.
因此我们更多认识你,
the more that we know of you and learn of you, the more we treat you as precious in our
我们更多能够享受你自己的丰富,
the more we can delight in your abundance.
因此早晨我们求你借着你的话,
By your word, we ask that you would reveal your heart to us.
好，这样更多明白了心意的时候，我们愿意更多照你的心意活在地上来服侍你。
The more we understand your heart, the more we can serve you and live on earth that's pleasing to you.
照你所喜悦的，我们在凡事上都能尊你为大为主。
That in all things you would be the Lord of our life.
在地上有限年当中，我们更多紧紧的跟随你，依靠你。
In whichever circumstance we have, we rely upon you and trust in you.
因此我们求你。 真是早晨把你话更多赏赐给我们。
We ask that you would give us and break your word to us.
感谢主，你这位说话神，今天在基督里面，在圣灵里面再次向我们说话。
You are the God who speaks, and you speak to us in the person of your Son through the Spirit today.
希望每个人都能够听见你的声音。
That we can all hear your voice.
感谢主，你说听见神儿子的声音就要活过来。
That whoever hears the voice of the Son of Man will come to life.
更多被复活生命充满。We
ask that you stir up our hearts and have the spirit of revival come in.
靠这个复活生命活在你跟前。That
this revived heart will live before you.
我们把以下时间交在你的手中。We
commit the following time into your hands.
你向听我们祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。Hear
our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们来继续来看以斯拉这一卷恢复的书。Let's
continue to look into the book of Ezra. It's a book of recovery.
我们说到上次说到在第六章末了时候，看见以斯那个第一次回归回的百姓已经把圣殿重新建造起来。We
talked about how in the last chapter, Ezra 6, the first wave of people who returned from exile rebuilt the temple.
我们知道这个恢复建造圣殿这件事情也是很不容易的。We
know that recovering the building of the temple is not an easy process.
因为第一次归回的时候，我们看见回到犹大地的时候，仇敌在那里要拦阻搅扰他们，不叫神的殿被建造起来。That
when the first wave of exiles came back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, suddenly opposition came against them.
因着仇敌拦阻了，结果叫以色列百姓的手软，他们就停工。
Because of the enemies, their hands became feeble and they stopped work.
一停工就停了大概15-16年之久。And
work stopped for 15-16 years.
但感谢神，神带领他的百姓归回，要建造圣殿这件事情是不改变的。But
we thank the Lord that his purpose in wanting to rebuild the temple did not change.
神不会让仇因着仇敌的搅扰拦阻，让这个建造圣殿的工作一直延宕下去。God
will not allow the opposition to because they arose to stop work on the temple.
所以当时候一到的时候，神差遣先知哈该跟撒加利亚向百姓说话。So
when the time was ripe, God raised up Haggai and Zechariah to speak to the people of Israel.
一面借着先知的话，他们责备他们不顾神的殿，让神的殿在荒凉。
The prophets rebuked the people, why did you not care about the house of God? Why is it in desolation?
他们只顾自己的家在那里享受生活。
Why do you care about your own livelihoods, your own homes?
但是因为他们没有先顾到神的家、神的殿的需要。
Because they did not prioritize the needs of God, which is his house.
所以他们虽然好像在那边
So although the people invested in their own lives, they are not getting the benefits from their own lives.
但一方面神也借先知在那说些勉励的话。
And also the prophets Haggai and Zechariah also gave them comforting words.
也来帮助他们。
To help them.
所以神也眷顾那些百姓，叫他们再次起来，重新建造圣殿。
So they told the people, rise up and build the house.
感谢主到以斯拉记第六章梦里，所以我们看见圣殿重新被建造起来。
So at the end of Ezra chapter 6, the people built the house.
所以他们在那边行奉献圣殿的礼。
And they consecrated the house.
祭司、利未人他们开始恢复在圣殿里面的服事。
The priests and the Levites purified themselves and started serving in the house.
他们在那边守逾越节、守除酵节。
And then they celebrated Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That when they celebrated Passover, that's like a new beginning. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread typified that they wanted to live a holy life separated from sin. Now that we've seen that the temple got rebuilt,
神再次回到圣殿与百姓同住。
That God has returned back to the temple so that he can dwell among the people.
祭司、利未人他们可以回到圣殿站里开始有一个新的敬拜和侍奉。
That priests and Levites can come back to the temple to worship and serve again.
我们知道在被掳之地没有圣殿。
Before the exile, there was no temple.
那也可以说祭司在那里没有什么侍奉。
During the exile, there was no temple. The priests did not get to serve.
所以祭司也不会在那里来教导神的百姓关于侍奉的事情。
Likewise, priests would not be able to teach the people the law on how to serve.
虽然现在圣殿有了，已经恢复圣殿里面的侍奉敬拜。
Now that the house of the Lord got revived, the service inside the house also got revived.
但是他们的敬拜侍奉是不是照着神的律法在那侍奉呢？
However, was the service in that house now according to the law of Moses?
被掳70年那么长的时间，恐怕祭司也都把律法忘掉了。
After 70 years of exile, some of the priests may have forgotten what was in the law.
虽然现在好像也有圣殿里面的服事。
Now that the temple service got restored,
但是圣殿里面的服事是根据什么来服事呢？
What then do the priests need to serve the Lord with?
我想这个就是为什么有以斯拉第二次的归回。
That is the reason why there is the second wave of exiles returning. That's why there has to be an Ezra. Because the purpose of Ezra's return is to revive the purpose of the law. Not only just to have the temple service restored, but a temple service that is according to the will of God.
所以只有圣殿的重新建造还不够，好像神的恢复还要继续往前。
Just because you have the external house set up, God wants to still continue to do an inward work among the people.
还需要律法的恢复。A
recovery of the law.
所以在第七章十四节那里有一句话说，
That is why in Ezra 7:14,
他说亚达学斯王对以斯拉说，照你手中神的律法书，查问犹大和耶路撒冷的光景情况。
It says that the king sent Ezra to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem according to the law of your God which is in your hand.
那就是说，以斯拉把神律法在神的百姓当中，恢复过来说。 根据神的律法来查看犹大、耶路撒冷那里的百姓，他们到底是怎么侍奉，到底是怎么过生活的。
That means you measure the temple service against the law that is in your hand to see if they're serving the Lord right.
所以不仅有圣殿的侍奉，这个侍奉也必须根据神的律法的话来侍奉，才能满足神的心。
So in order to please God's heart, you not only need to have temple service, but you need to have a temple service that's according to the word of God. That is the reason why there's a second wave of revival, second wave of exiles returning to Jerusalem, the reason why Ezra returned. Ezra is constantly described in this passage as the scribe.
所以以斯拉归回， 恢复神律法在神百姓当中该有一个情形。
So this is the condition, the right condition of Ezra being in the presence of God's people.
那我们早晨我们来看到底神为什么能够使用以斯拉这个文士来恢复神的律法。
So this morning we want to consider how, why did God choose this person Ezra?
我想从以斯拉身上我们也有一点学习，有点认识。
Because then from his life we can learn lessons for ours.
所以第七章一开始告诉我们说有一个以斯拉。
Chapter 7 verse 1 starts off with, There went up Ezra.
我刚刚提到说,到后面就让我们看见,原来这个家谱要告诉我们说,以斯拉,原来是亚伦后裔,他是个做祭司的人。It
starts with a genealogy that shows that Ezra descended from Aaron and hence he is a priest.
祭司就是讲到个侍奉神的人。Priest
is someone who serves the Lord.
马拉基书那里告诉我们说,神将律法和诫命传给这些祭司。Malachi
says that the law was given to the priests.
啊,祭司的嘴里呢,当存知识,啊,人当从他口中来寻求,律法。
That if you were to listen to a priest, what they're teaching about the law, you would know the word of the Lord.
因为他是万军耶和华的使者。
Because he is, that was the responsibility given to the priest.
那些做祭司的,他们传递神的话,教导神,百姓神的律法。
They went around to teach the people of Israel Lord, the law of the Lord.
好,叫他们认识神的律法,再能够敬畏神。
That once they know the law of the Lord, that they can thus worship and obey the Lord.
但是我们看见在百姓被掳之前,祭司的光景是怎么样情形呢?
However, before the exile, what was the spiritual condition of the priesthood?
先知何西阿在他书里面告诉我们。
Hosea tells us in his book
他说,祭司呢,弃掉知识,忘记神的律法。
That the priests have rejected knowledge and they forgot about the law of the Lord.
祭司本身他不守神律法,他更不会教导神百姓的律法是什么。
If the priests don't know the law of the Lord, how can then they teach the people the law of the Lord?
并且更严重了,何西阿那里告诉我们说呢,他说,祭司越花增多,越得罪我,越得罪神。
And Hosea continues to say that when the people multiplied, they multiplied sin against them. The more that the priests multiplied, you'd imagine that they would serve the Lord more.
结果,祭司的光景都到个情形,越多祭司反而更多地得罪神。
But because they multiplied themselves, then they multiplied sins against the Lord.
因为在被掳之前,他们不是在侍奉神,他们反而去侍奉假神巴利拜偶像。
And because they did not serve the Lord, they went and played the harlot with the other idols, including Baal.
那就是最终为什么带来国家灭亡、百姓被掳的一个情形，主要原因。
That is the reason why the Lord concluded that the nation of Israel had to go into exile.
所以我们看见第二次恢复神，不仅叫圣殿重新恢复起来。
So not only do we see that the house had to be revived.
所以神不满足于只有圣殿里面的服事而已。
That in the second wave, it's not just about the house being revived.
那在圣殿的服事是根据神的律法，怎么样服事神。
It's not only the service in the house that's revived, but it's also it according to the law of the Lord.
所以祭司本身呢，或者说那些服事神的人，必须本身他对神律法熟悉。
So the priests have to be very familiar with the law of the Lord.
他常带领神的百姓照着神的律法，照着神的心意在服侍神。
In order to teach the people so that they can serve the Lord in the right way.
这样的侍奉呢，才能够得到神的悦纳，满足神的心。
And thus they can please the Lord.
所以当神在第二次恢复里面，要恢复这个神的律法的时候，头一个他先得着一个人是祭司以撒。
In order to accomplish this recovery work in the second wave, God raised up an individual, Ezra.
他不仅是个祭司，是要侍奉神的人，他又是一个文士。
Not only was Ezra a priest, but we see that he's also a scribe.
有人说呢，文士这个这一班人，这个阶层的人，可能是在被掳之时、被掳之地的时候被兴起来一般人。
The scribes were a class of people that were raised up post-exile.
因为 伊斯拉可能是第一个文士。
And many scholars consider Ezra the first scribe.
他熟悉神的律法，他也在那边讲解神的律法，教导神百姓律法。
He studied the word, he kept the word, and he also taught the people the word.
所以他不仅是一个祭司，他也是个文士。
Not only was Ezra a priest, he was also a scribe.
说明一个做祭司、一个服侍神的人，他也应该是像一个文士熟悉神的律法。You
can say that every priest truly inside of him should be a scribe.
明白神律法了。Someone
who fully understands the law.
然后这个做祭司的人，他才能够照着神的律法这样侍奉神。And
thus the priest can then go about his daily service to please the Lord.
来到新约，彼得在他书信也告诉我们。
That in the book of Peter, 1 Peter in the New Testament,
他说我们都是有金尊的祭司。
That we are all a royal priesthood.
神呼召我们都是要侍奉神的。That
the Lord called us out in order to serve him.
我想我们常常会引用这句话说，我们每一个人都是祭司，都是要侍奉神的。We
say that there is a priesthood of all believers.
但是我们很少引用这句话的时候呢, 都是重在说我们是祭司要侍奉神。
But we don't actually serve the Lord in this way.
我们也讲到说，我们这个祭司侍奉神，也应该是熟悉神律法的一个人，熟悉神话的人。
When we think of that phrase, holy priesthood or royal priesthood, we don't think that we need to be familiar with God's word.
明白神的话，明白神的心意。
We don't think of the priesthood as someone that understands the Lord's heart.
所以我们看见 以斯拉他不仅是个祭司，他生来就是要侍奉神的。
But we should, because when God called out Ezra the priest, his role was to serve the Lord.
但是他又是一个文士。
Yet he was also a scribe.
是一个熟悉律法、明白神心意的一个人。
Completely familiar with the law of the Lord.
马太福音13章主耶稣讲那个天国比喻的时候。
In Matthew 13, Jesus was sharing about the parables of the kingdom of the heavens.
讲到最后的时候，他讲到一个比喻。
That the final parable Jesus spoke about was.
那有人说这个那个不算是一个比喻。
Some people don't count this as an official parable.
主要是在那里说呢，天，他说，文士受教做天国的门徒。
Jesus said that every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of the heavens.
就像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧东西来。
It's like a head of a household who brings out from his treasure things new and old.
那就是说在新约里面这些天国的门徒，这些服侍主跟随主的人。
So in the New Testament, if you're a disciple of the kingdom of the heavens, if you're a disciple of the Lord,
他也要像一个文士,
you must be like a scribe.
他能够将神库中那些属灵的财宝丰富了带出来与人分享。
To truly understand the riches of Christ and bring them out.
使他们认识神，明白神的旨意来，照神的旨意来服侍神。
To fully understand the will of God and to live in it.
所以很显然，到新约也要看见一个服侍神的人，他应该是像文士，熟悉神的话。
Therefore, when you look at the New Testament, someone who serves the Lord is not only a priest, but is also a scribe.
这样他才能照着神的心意，才能服侍神，满足神的心。
And that is how we get to observe the law, know the word well, know God's heart, and please Him.
但是很可惜，我们看见今天许多被称为所谓服侍神的人。
But today, when we look around to see fellow servants and priests,
所讲的都是地上的事,
what they say are mostly worldly things,
甚至常常讲自己的事,
and sometimes talking about their own personal things,
就好像那些跟我们生活比较实际,
in order to connect with people to make themselves relatable,
很少讲神的话, 把神的话解开来,
however, rarely speaking about God's word, rarely exegeting God's word,
因为他们本身不熟悉神的话,
the reason is because they're unfamiliar with God's word. So they can only discuss extra-biblical matters. This is a very unfortunate circumstance. They only care about worldly things. And rarely about spiritually heavenly things.
有时候我们想，我们看见那些老一辈那些服侍主的弟兄姊妹们。
When we remember the brothers and sisters who served us in the previous generation,
我想我们多少认识一些前面的弟兄，他们那些活到八九十岁的那些弟兄们。
Some of them lived up to 80 and 90 years.
他们是花极大功夫在研读神的话。
They put much diligence in studying the word.
他们那边 熟悉神的话，明白神的话。
They're fully familiar with the Lord's word.
所以是他们给人帮助是更大的。
And thus they're able to help people.
使人明白神的心是什么。
Because they understand God's heart.
看重神的话，然后叫神的儿女更多起来了爱主服侍主。
Then they are able to stir up the younger people to rise up and serve the Lord as well.
所以在他们当中那个属灵光景就非常不一样。
And thus their spiritual condition was very great.
我们在教历史当中，在十九世纪中的时候，神在欧洲、英国、德国各处兴起一般人。
That in the 19th, for example, in the 19th century in Europe, God raised up a group of people in England and Germany.
就是被称为所谓弟兄会的那一般人。
The members of the Brethren movement.
他们熟悉神的话。
They were very familiar with the Lord, God's word.
以致他们当中有一个极大的复兴。
And thus, a great revival recovery came through them.
许多聚会都受他们影响。
The various congregations around were also impacted.
并且他们差遣了多少的传教士到世界各地去传主的福音。
And they commissioned many missionaries to go all around the globe.
就是因为他们当中有神的话。
And the reason, the basis was the God's word.
我想他那一股风潮也影响到中国1930年代那一般在国内那些服侍主人。
And they also impacted the 1930 revival in China.
就是因为神的话在他们当中被恢复过来。
And the reason is because they revived the word of God.
我想每一个时代都同样一个原则。
They recovered the word of God, and that principle is the same through every generation.
历代志十七章那记载，犹大当中有个复兴的王耶西亚，耶沙华。
There's a king, King Jehoshaphat.
他不仅自己行他祖宗大卫所行的道，遵循神的诫命。
That he did everything according to his father David.
他也差遣祭司带着耶和华律法走遍犹大各城，他们教训神的百姓。
He commissioned priests to travel throughout the land of Judah to teach the people the law.
所以在那个时候，犹大有个极大复兴。
And thus leading to a revival in Judah.
所以我们看见复兴头一个呢，是让神的律法在百姓当中被恢复过来。
So the first step is the recovery of God's word among his people.
若是神的百姓真的看重神的话，宝贝神的话，受神的话约束。
As long as you have a group of people, the Lord's people, who treasure God's word,
在那里顺服神话语的权柄，
then a group of people who are under the authority of God's word,
在那里就有一个复兴，
then there will be a revival.
但是我们看见在这里似乎好像神使用以斯拉不是重在他做祭司这一份。
Interestingly, the emphasis on Ezra's role and responsibility is not his priesthood but his scribe.
不是祭司，而是重在他做文士这一方面。
The emphasis that God sees in Ezra is not his being a priest but him being a scribe.
这是有一个特别目的在那里。
And there's a reason behind this.
正如施洗约出来传道的时候也是一样。
When John the Baptist came out to preach.
我们读路加福音第一章那记载施洗约出生的时候。
We see in Luke 1, John the Baptist's birth.
他父亲是做祭司，他父亲是撒加利亚，是做祭司的。
His father Zacharias was a priest.
所以很显然，施洗约他也是个做祭司要服侍神的人。
And hence you'd imagine John the Baptist when he grew up would also become a priest.
但是他却不在圣殿里面服侍。
However, he did not serve the Lord in the temple.
因为那时候圣殿已经成为一个贼窝。
Because the temple has become a den of thieves.
神使用他是做先知。
Instead, God chose him to be a
先知。
Oh, prophet. Mm-hmm.
他出生的时候，使者呢对他的父亲说呢，他有以利亚心智，有以利亚灵。
That John the Baptist had the spirit of Elijah.
他那是一个刚强勇敢的灵。
A strong spirit.
以利亚不怕那个最邪恶的王亚哈。
Elijah was not scared of the evil king Ahab.
所以施洗约他不是做祭司，他乃是做先知。
And likewise, John the Baptist did not grow up to become a priest.
他在旷野
上面
见证耶稣基督。
He cried out in the wilderness.
他上面传天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He proclaimed, "Repent, the kingdom of the heavens is near."
他成为主的先锋，在那为主预备道路，修直主的路。
He was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus. To prepare the way of the people. Because that was a special time. That was the turning of the age.
虽然施洗约翰他本身是祭司，但是神用他是当先知。
Although John the Baptist was a priest, God used him as a prophet.
所以当他看见耶稣的时候，他这么喊着说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪的。”
That's why when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
看哪，神的儿子。
Behold the Son of God.
所以很显然，在贝鲁斯地神兴起以斯拉也是有他特别职分。
And thus you can say, when we look at Ezra, Ezra also had a similar identity.
不是重在他做祭司，乃是重在他做文士。
It is not his identity as a priest, but that as a scribe.
为什么神重在他文士这一方面呢？
Why does God emphasize Ezra being a scribe?
刚刚我们提到何西阿在那讲到贝鲁之前祭司的光景是一个败落的光景。
We mentioned this because in Hosea, the priesthood was in a desolate situation pre-exile.
他们把神的律法忘掉了。
They completely forgot the law of the Lord.
他们不再用神的律法来教导神的百姓。
No more were they teaching the people from the law of the Lord.
他们在犯罪得罪神。
And they also sinned against the Lord.
所以还是不是？ 就在这个贝鲁之地，神就不再使用这个祭司来做教导神百姓这个律法的这个工作。
And thus God abandoned the priest from doing the role of teaching the people the law, but instead turned to 另外一般人被称为文士。 He turned to a whole new class of people, the scribes, to do so.
所以教导解释律法、教导神百姓律法的责任落在文士的身上。
So that the responsibility of teaching the people the law fell upon the scribes.
所以我们可以看见，我们可以从以斯拉之所以能够成为文士，而能够神使用他，有一些原因的。
And there is a reason why the Lord chose Ezra to become a scribe.
一方面，当然是神的恩典。
Not only is it God's blessing,
但一方面看见神所使用器皿，他身上总是有一些特点。
But there is a reason behind his work in any vessel.
头一个我们看见他是生长在巴比伦贝鲁之地的一个人。
The first reason relates to Ezra growing up in Babylon.
因着百姓犯罪才被掳到外邦巴比伦。
Babylon is the land of exile because the people of Israel sinned.
那我们知道巴比伦呢，它就是那个巴比，意思就是混乱。
The word Babylon comes from the word Babel, which means confusion.
那是个拜偶像地方。
Because it is a place of idolatry.
而在巴比伦也可以说是百姓属于荒凉的一个光景。
And you could also say Babylon is a place of desolation.
因为在那里已经没有圣殿，也没有侍奉，祭司也不需要再教导神的百姓律法。
Because that was a place where there was no temple and no priesthood. No one knew the law of the Lord.
所以以斯拉可以说从小是生长在那个属灵环境非常荒凉的一个地方。
And you could imagine that, growing up in a world without the priesthood, in deep desolation.
因为那时候已经没有殿了。
A place without a temple.
所以就产生了一个会堂。
Instead, the people had synagogues when they returned back to Judah. The synagogue was a place where people could congregate. You could call it a parish.
And,
and during the time of the synagogues, that's where God raised up scribes.
文士跟会堂一直延续到主耶稣的时代。
And the scribes continued teaching in synagogues even until the times of Jesus.
所以可能就是因为祭司，从前祭司他已经失职了，他没有尽他自己该尽的本分。
So thus, because the priests forfeited their responsibility,
所以神兴起另外一般人被称文士。
God raised up a whole class of people to fulfill that responsibility.
他们熟悉神律法，他们解释神律法，教导神百姓律法。
Scribes have to be very familiar with the law in order to then keep it and then teach the people.
但是他从小就生长在那个属灵非常荒凉的环境里面。
But you can imagine Ezra was living in a very desolate situation in Babylon.
我们知道环境常常会影响我们这个人。
We know how much circumstances and your upbringing can influence you.
不管是在世界上或是在教会，同样一个原则。
Whether in your earthly worldly life, whether it's in your church life, So in China, Mencius, the philosopher,
孟子的母亲为了好好找一个好的环境来养育他的这个儿子。
In order for her to make sure that her son becomes a good
person. 所以很显然环境会影响一个人，我想大家不知道是什么，近朱者赤，近墨者黑，对不对？
Because, okay, in order to make the son into a right person, she customized his upbringing.
对不起，我事先没有想到这句话，现在临时想到。Oh,
okay, if you draw in black ink, you'll get a black.
所以不仅世界是这样，不然教会属灵光景是一样。
Same thing in the church.
若是环境好，好像每一个人属灵光景看起来好像都非常不错。
You assume that if you're raised in a good cultural environment, you'll turn out well.
属灵光景不好的时候，好像都受影响，好像觉得不好。
And you imagine that if you're put in an adverse environment, you'll turn out unwell.
所以有时候我们想说，若是我处在一个属灵环境好的一个地方，我属灵光景不会这样不好。
And sometimes we will also think, if I were in a good spiritual in a place of good spiritual condition, I'll turn out spiritually well.
那我属灵不好，就是这个环境所造成的。
And likewise, the opposite.
这是我们常常一个想法。
This is a notion we may have.
但是我们看见以斯拉，他生长是在这个非常属灵荒凉的环境里面。But
look at Ezra; he was growing up in a spiritually desolate place.
正如撒母耳。Likewise,
if you think of Samuel.
撒母耳是处在四世纪的末期。Samuel
was living in the time of the judges.
我们知道四世纪是以色列百姓历史当中最黑暗的一段时间。The
end of the time of judges was the most spiritually dark time in Israel's history.
四世纪末了一章最后一节。
The last phrase in the book of Judges says,
用一句话来解释整个四世纪的光景。
And that phrase encapsulates the whole period of the Judges.
说那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
That there, at that time, there is no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their eyes.
那时整个四世纪，那时以色列中没有王。
That there was no king in Israel at that time.
不是灭亡，耶和华是他们王，但他们没有把耶和华当作王。
Indeed, the Lord should be their king, but they did not treat him as such.
个人任意而行，英文翻译更好，个人行他眼中看为对的事。
Where everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
每一个人都是自己的王。
Everyone became their own king.
这是四世纪的光景。
This is the condition of the era of the judges.
沙漠从小就生长在那非常荒凉的一个时代里面。
In this desolate environment, Samuel grew up.
并且他在当时的祭司以利的手底下学习侍奉。
And he learned to serve the Lord under Eli the priest.
以利甚至告诉我们说他眼目昏花，看不分明。
It says that Eli had weak eyes, he could not see well.
甚至常常用一个人弱身的情形来说到他属灵的光景。
That his physical condition really typified his spiritual condition.
在那时候耶和华言语稀少，不常有默示。
At that time, the word of the Lord was few, was rare.
神的灯在圣殿那里快要熄灭了。
Yet the lamp of the Lord in the house did not go out.
还没有熄灭，但是快要熄灭。
It was about to go out, but hadn't yet.
因为祭司没有尽责任，没有好好这么修剪那个灯台上的灯盏。
Because the priests did not trim the lights, the lamps.
撒母耳就生长在这个环境里。
And in this world, Samuel was brought up.
但圣经告诉我们说，撒母耳是在以利面前侍奉耶和华。
But Samuel continued to serve the Lord before Eli.
一方面好像他是在人面前。 事实上他是势力活在耶和华面前。
Seemingly he was serving before a man, but he was actually serving the Lord.
所以长大以后他能够成为先知。
That's when Samuel grew up, he became a prophet.
他所说的每一句话都不落空。
That all the words that he said did not return void.
所以我们看见撒母耳也是生活在那个属灵荒凉环境里面，但是他显出来光景是不一样。
So we can see from Samuel's life, although he grew up in a spiritually desolate environment, he grew up well.
我们中国有古话说呢， 出于污泥而不染。
There's this ancient Chinese saying that if you, there's a person that can rise from the mud, yet not be soiled by the mud.
虽然环境是那么不好，那么恶劣，但是他可以生活在这样恶劣环境里面，他却不受感染。
That's possible to be in a very tight and difficult environment, yet not be impacted and influenced by that environment.
受影响。
Not be influenced.
还有一句话说呢，疾风知劲草。
There's another saying, which is that a strong wind tests the strength of each blade of grass.
要是没有大风的话，每一根草好像都竖立在那里。
That if without a strong wind, each blade of grass seems to be standing very upright.
好像光景都非常都很好。
Seemingly, they're happy-go-lucky.
大风来一吹的时候，才知道哪一根草。
But only when a strong wind blows, then we know which blade of grass is the strong one.
还有句话，这个都是人跟他讲过了，板荡四忠臣。
That these phrases, Brother Huang shared with me so that I won't get confused. And then the third phrase, ancient Chinese phrase is, turbulent times reveals who's the true and loyal minister of the state.
国家平静安稳的时候，好像每一颗臣子都非常忠心于国家。
It seems like during times of peace, every minister is loyal to the state.
当国家动荡不安的时候，才显出哪一个才是忠臣。
But when turmoil comes, it reveals who is the true loyal minister.
用什么？今天教会也是一样。
Likewise in the church today.
平常平安无事的时候，好像每个弟兄姊妹看属灵的话，好像还不错，蛮稳的。聚会各方好像蛮正常的。
When the church is at peace and it seems normal.You might think this church is really great and there's nothing wrong with it.
但是当教会不前进，许多问题难处发生的时候，就显出到底哪些人才是忠于主的。
But it's when problems arise, when turmoil comes to the church, that we know who is the one that really cares about the Lord's thing.
环境好的时候，我们好不见得是真好。
That in good circumstances,Normally, you just assume everyone is doing well.
要经过环境的试验，才显出里面的生命是不是扎实。
But going through the testing of trials, then we know what is wheat and what is tares.
几年前的 pandemic 疫情。
Likewise, when we think of the pandemic a few years ago,
那就是个考验的一个时候。
That was a time of testing.
有些报纸说，报道说呢，很多聚会呢消失了。
Some news have mentioned that some congregations completely disbanded.
不是教会消失了，教会不会消失，那是那些聚会的人消失了。
That some assemblies have disbanded.
虽然好像后来可以在网上聚会。
Although some people gathered online.
但很多人恐怕就不再聚会了。
But some people stopped gathering.
但是等到疫情过后以后呢？
But after the pandemic.
很多还是回。仍然在那个在线上聚会那个光景。
Some people continue just to meet online.
好像不容易再回到聚会场地的聚会。
As if it was difficult for them to come back.
这是神所允许的，就要借这个环境来考验到底教会正常、教会平静的时候，人都好像显出好像都不错的光景，那不是个真正的光景。
The pandemic was a time of testing for the congregations because it showed that during good times you may.Seem on the outside to have a good congregation.
神就允许外面有些动荡不安的时候，才显出到底神儿女里面生命到底扎实不扎实。
But then a turmoil comes, and it'll show whether a church has a good spiritual condition, whether there's tares.
所以主耶稣说，他也要像那个筛麦子一样。
And thus the Lord used the example of a threshing floor.
麦子，那筛一筛，哪些是麦子，哪些是壳，没有生命的东西就掉下来。
You would thresh the wheat so that you see what is true wheat and what are chaff.
只有麦子才能留下来，存到仓里面。
Only the grains of wheat can remain.
所以我们看见以斯拉，他在活在非常属于荒凉光景当中，他却能够成为一个熟悉神律法的一个人。
So although Ezra grew up in a place of poor spiritual condition, he set his heart to study the word.
因为在这里让我们看见以斯拉，他在这告诉我们说，以斯拉定是考究遵行耶和华的律法。
It said that Ezra set his heart to study the law of the Lord.
在那非常荒凉的环境里面，他有一颗心思， 他有渴慕心，要好好研读神的律法书。
Ezra had a heart, and he was had a willing heart to set his heart on studying the law.
因着他渴慕律法书，他渴慕神的话。
He longed for God's word. He longed for God's heart.
所以自然而然，他在那个恶劣属灵环境当中，他还能够站立得住。
So despite being in a place of low spiritual condition, he was able to stand against the influences.
我们知道，属灵生命成长常常跟话神的话有关系。
We often say that how you grow spiritually correlates to how well you know the word of God.
一个人能够在神面前蒙福呢，最开头的起头常常是渴慕神的话。
That when a person is born again, they start to have a desire to know the word of God.
在普遍情形里面，我们看见今天。各地方都一样，在教会里面，好像那些对神话比较渴慕的人，好像他们属于生命就长得比较快一点。
And you could also say that in the church, those who grow fast spiritually are those who care about God's word.
似乎这是个属灵的一个定律，属灵原则。
That is a spiritual principle.
所以撒母不以斯拉他虽然在那个环境里面，好像也没有祭司来教导他律法。
And although Ezra was in Babylon, there was no priest to teach him the law.
他心中有个意志，有个定义的心，要读神的律法，研读神的律法。
Yet in his heart, he made a commitment to set his heart to study the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见，在一个恶劣环境里面，怎样的人才能站立得住呢？
So what type of people can stand in a world influenced? In a place influenced by the world.
不会受环境的影响，不会受环境的玷污。
To not be affected by what's happening in the world, by not be affected by the darkness of the land.
我们知道诗篇里面讲到许多有福的人。
We know that the book of Psalms mentions many people that are blessed.
诗篇第一章一开头就告诉我们第一个有福人是什么人。
And Psalm 1 starts off by talking about who is the one that is blessed.
为喜爱耶和华律法作为思想的人，他是个有福的人。
He is the one that delights in the law of the Lord.
因为他像一棵树在溪水旁。
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
他在那里，能按时结果子，叶子不枯干，凡他所行尽都顺利。
Which yields its fruit in its seasons, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
因为他渴慕神的话。
And that's because he longs for, he delights in God's word.
正如耶利米书十七章那里告诉我们。
Same thing, the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 17.
依靠耶和华的人，他是有福的人。
Oh, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord.
他也是像那树栽在溪旁，栽在河边。
He will be a tree planted by the water.
炎热来到的时候，他叶子不枯干。
That when the heat comes, its leaves will stay green.
干旱之地，他也不惧怕，按时候结果子。
That he will produce fruit despite the droughts that comes.
所以我们看见以斯拉之所以能够被神使用，在他身上有个特点，他就定义在那要考究遵循耶和华的话。
So if you look at Ezra's character, he set his heart to study the word.
他不仅在那边定制要读耶和华话，他乃是考究。
He not only set his heart to do God's word, but he also wanted to practice it.
考究英文几乎所有版本都是换成 study.
Oh, to study the word.
就是在那研读神的话。
He set his heart to seek or to study the law of the Lord.
研读不是说读读就过去，他是花时间花力气在那研读到底神话的意思是什么。
Studying the word takes a lot of time and effort because you need to understand the message of the text.
听见是换成 seek, 就是寻求寻找。
King James Version translates it as seek.
他既然是研读，他在寻求神的话，明白神的话。
He wants to seek and study the law to understand the law.
自然而然，圣灵就乐意把神的话有亮光的启示他，让他明白神的话。
To those who have a seeking heart, the Spirit would open the word of God to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，看见以斯拉身上这样的一个显出他有一种特点特性来。
That's a unique character of Ezra.
我们读《使徒行传》十七章，讲到保罗告各地传福音的时候。
In Acts 17, when Paul was preaching throughout Europe,
他把福音传到帖撒罗尼迦的时候。
When he came to Thessalonica,
虽然在那里也有一些人信了主。
There are some people who came to the Lord there.
但是大部分都在反对他，要捉拿他。
But there was an inciting mob that came up against them.
保罗就逃到那个皮林亚这个地方。
And thus, Paul went to Berea.
神告诉我们说，皮利亚人呢，先于帖撒罗尼迦人。
The Bereans were more noble-minded than the Thessalonians.
他们甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经。
They received the word and then daily examined it to see if it were so.
要晓得这道是与不是。
To see if those were the right things.
就圣经告诉我们说，在那里多有相信的人。
And thus, many people became believers in Berea.
正如主耶稣所说，你们祈求就必得到，寻找必给他，寻找的必找到，叩门必给他开门。
That the Lord says, if you ask, it will be given to you. If you knock, the door will be opened to you.
所以以斯拉他是存这样的态度去读神的律法书。
And so Ezra had this heart to study the law.
他不仅还要明白神律法书的意思是怎么样。
He wanted to know what's the meaning of the word.
他目的呢是要遵行耶和华的律法。
In order to practice the word.
所以他读神律法不是要得到一些知识，得到一些道理。
Ezra didn't just want to get doctrines and teachings from the word.
他乃是要遵行耶和华的话。
But he wanted to know how to practice it, to obey it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们读圣经的目的。
That is the reason why we study the Bible.
圣经的话让明白呢，是要去遵循神的话，去行真理。
What we gain from the Bible is in order to obey it.
那我们去行真理，遵循神的话的时候，那些话就成为我们生命的实际。
That when we practice the word becomes our daily food.
自然而然，我们生命就成长。
And thus, our spiritual life can grow.
所以他不仅在那边定制考究，他遵循耶和华的话。
So thus he not only set his heart to study the law, but he also wanted to practice it.
底下说，又要将律法立例典章教训以色列人。
And then it says, to teach the statutes and ordinances in Israel.
当他明白神的话，他自己遵循神的话的时候，他要教训神的百姓，一同来遵循神的话。
That after setting his heart to study the law, and after practicing it, then he wanted, as a third step, to teach the people.
使神的百姓也明白神的律法，能够照神的心意来过生活来服侍。
That once the people knows the statutes and ordinances, then they know how to live a good spiritual life.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里也让我们看一个原则。
There is another principle here then.
我们个人追求属灵的成长，不是只单单为了我们个人而已。
Which is studying the word is not just for our own spiritual benefit individually.
不错，我们个人真的有属灵追求。我们读神的话，为了让我们认识神的心意，让我们属灵生命有成长。
True, that's true. Which is, if you study the word, it is for your own spiritual benefit.
但是还不是为了个人属灵而已。
But studying the word is not just for your own benefit or growth.
乃是让神的百姓，让更多神儿女明白神的话，一同在这个基督身体里面一同成长。
Instead, studying the word is also for the corporate growth, so the whole body of Christ can grow together.
所以追求主不是单单为了个人，乃是为了全体的。
Thus, if you want to pursue the Lord, it's not just for yourself, it's
为了教会的。
For other people. It's for the sake of the church.
不是好像我一个人属灵就好了，是巴不得基督的身体弟兄姊妹一同成长，一同能够长大成熟，满有基督长的身量。
One shouldn't think, I just want to grow individually very well, but you want to think about how we can help all of the brothers and sisters grow well.
这是我们追求的一个目的。
That is the reason why we pursue the Lord.
所以以斯拉他在那里定制考究遵行，他也教训神的百姓。
So look at all the time and effort Ezra put in to study the word. It's for him to then teach the people.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在他身上显出这何等美好一个性格。
That there is such a beautiful and right heart in the person of Ezra.
所以在第七章里面好几次提到这个以斯拉的时候，怎么形容他呢？
So let's take a look in chapter 7 of Ezra. How does God describe Ezra?
他说通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西律法书的人。
He says that God said that Ezra is someone that's skilled or accomplished in the law of the Lord.
11节在说，祭司以斯拉是通达耶和华诫命。
Verse 11 calls him learned in the words of the commandments of the Lord.
第十二节又说， 祭司以斯拉通达天上神律法的大德的文士。
Verse 12 also, it calls him the scribe of the law, someone that's learned in the law.
21节再讲一次。
And likewise, verse 21.
所以在这短短一章里面，四次描述以斯拉他是通达神律法、天上神律法书的一个人，一个文士。
So in these four verses, it showed that Ezra is someone who is skilled and accomplished in the law of the Lord.
他是一个通达的文士。
A skilled scribe.
对，刚刚那个英文是翻成那个skill，就是个熟练律法的一个文士。
Someone who applies much skill in learning the law.
所以希伯来书第五章那里告诉我们说，长大成人常吃干粮。
That's why Hebrews 5 says that the solid food is for the mature.
他心窍习练的通达，就能够分辨好歹。
Who practices the word in habits to discern good and evil.
他真的可以应用神的话，应用非常自如。That
a skilled scribe is someone who can know who knows when and how to use God's word.
可以应付各种不同环境、各种需要。Depending
on the circumstance, depending on the need, he knows how to then use the right passage.
因为他自己学过。Because
he himself learned those words.
那个通达呢，英文一般翻成那就是learn，他有学习过的一个文士。The
phrase. Skilled can also be translated ready or learned.
He is
someone that actually learned the message of the word. Once you've learned something from the word of God, once you're familiar with it, you're skilled in it, then you're able to use it on other people's lives. Because you learned the lessons yourself. Of course, this is not done in one day. That nowadays we know that a lot of teachers are not just made in one day. Likewise, skills can't be just acquired in one day, including pianists, artists.
刚刚学的时候很手很不灵活，但慢慢学，慢慢手就越来越灵活，天天学，天天练习。
That when you start off, your fingers are clumsy, but as you practice each day, they become skilled.
熟练起来的时候，什么诗歌他都可以弹。
Then now you can play any hymn in our hymn book.
所以我们看见这个老练成熟都是日积累业的。
So we know in order to gain a skill, we need daily practice.
只要每天都学习、追求、读、研读神的话，慢慢就老练起来，就熟练起来神的话。So
likewise, if you daily read the Bible and study it, the skill will come from that and grow.
感谢主，他被称为一个通达天上神律法的一个文士。Thank
the Lord that Ezra is considered a skilled scribe.
还有人形容他是一个敏捷的文士。Next,
he is someone who practices it.
敏捷文士呢，那个。 大别圣经把它翻成ready，一个已经预备好的一个文士。
He is someone that's a ready scribe, as Darby translates it.
那就是说，以斯拉他平常就暗中学习研读神律法书。
That he is constantly able to be ready to take in the Lord's word.
他这边到一个地步，他已经预备好了。
That at a certain point in time, he has been prepared by the Word of God.
我想他去研读神话的时候，他没有想到说神哪一天会使用他。
He had no idea which day when he was studying God's word that the Lord would use him.
他也不会想那么多。
He was not even thinking that much.
他只是有个渴慕的心要来研读考究神的律法是什么。
All he had growing up was just wanting to set his heart to God's word.
在无形当中，他在那里就预备自己。
But God was using God's word then to prepare Ezra to be ready.
等他预备好成为ready的一个文士的时候，神有需要的时候就可以使用他。
Thus, when God needed him, when he was prepared, when he was ready, then suddenly God can just use him.
所以我们看见一个人说暗中中学习、追求、预备自己。
Therefore, we want daily pursuit in God's word to prepare ourselves.
神有需要的时候，就随时来使用他。
Then one day when God has a need, He can use you.
所以他在巴比伦那荒凉属于荒凉的环境里面，他一天天慢慢在学习学习。
And that's why growing up day by day, he wanted to learn God's word.
到有一天，神说你这个人已经 ready 了，已经好预备好了。
And then one day he was ready. God deemed him ready.
所以神可以使用他，记得他把神律法恢复过来。
And therefore God chose him to be the instrument to recover the law of the Lord.
那么更重要，圣经告诉我们说，好几次说是神的手帮助他。
Next.A constant refrain in this passage is that the hand of God was upon him.
是神施恩的手帮助他。
The hand of the Lord was upon him.
有六次类似的话。
This phrase appears six times in this chapter.
实在是神的恩典。
Because it is all God's grace.
所以我们感谢神，神是可以使用以斯拉是有原因的。
That there was a reason behind God's choice of Ezra.
我想当中很多年轻人。
Here we have many young people.
平常说，现在你好好暗中当学习追求预备自己。
Let's take the time now to prepare yourself to study the Word of God diligently.
时候一到，神就会使用你。
Because one day when God needs it, the time is ripe, He'll choose you.
若是自己没有预备的话，神要使用也没办法。
But if we all don't get ready, when God wants to use us, He can't.
神只使用那些已经预备好的人。
God wants to choose those who are ready.
因为他们有一颗心在那边考究遵行耶和华律法。
Because they have a committed heart, a devoted heart to study the word.
以色列整个失败原因就是把神律法弃绝掉了。
Remember that the reason why the people of Israel went into exile was because they forgot the word.
更大的罪就是那些带头的那些祭司们。
And also the priests and the rulers also forgot the word.
所以我们看见一个想要在神家中担负一点责任的人。
So as long as we have people who have a heart in the Lord's house,
一个想要在神的家中能够好好服侍的人。
If there's someone who wants to serve the Lord well in the house,
不是凭自己的想象，不是凭自己的观念，不是凭自己意识服侍的人。
It's not all according to your own ways and your own methods and own ideas.
他一定是会好好研读神的话。
But that person would want to study the word well.
所以我们看见。以斯拉他是祭司。
So on one hand, we see Ezra was a priest.
是一个要服侍神的人。
Someone who's groomed to serve the Lord.
但是还不够。
But that is not enough.
他也必须要成为文士。
At this stage, he also needs to be a scribe.
成为熟悉神律法、明白神心意的人。
Someone familiar with God's word and His heart.
他的服侍才能蒙到神的纪念。
In order to have his service be remembered before the Lord.
因为他所有服事呢是根据神所赐摩西律法。
So that every bit of service is according to God's will in the law of Moses.
这个就是为什么有了圣殿的服事神他不满意。
That's why just because the temple service was restored, God was not fully pleased.
有第一次的归回还不够。
Just because they returned the first time.
还需要第二次的归回。
Is not enough. He needed a second wave of return.
要把神的律法重新在神百姓当中恢复起来。
To restore and recover the law of the Lord among the people.
叫百姓叫祭司在圣殿里服事是根据按着摩西的律法，按着神律法来服事。
So that the people, the Levites and the priests can all serve God according to the law of Moses.
这样服事才能得到神的悦纳。
And thus the service can be blessed in the Lord's eyes.
这样服事才能存到永远。
That is a service that will last into eternity.
我想这样服事才能经得起考验。
That service would then have an lasting impact.
正如保罗在更多前书第三章告诉我们的。
And that is why in First Corinthians chapter 3,
他的建造不是草木合金，而是金银宝石的建造。
That Paul is building with precious.Materials.
求神恩待我们。
We ask that the Lord would bless us.
那我们从以斯拉身上有点学习。
To learn from the book of Ezra.
那我们像以斯拉一样定制考究遵行耶和华的律法。
To learn from the life of Ezra, to set your heart to study the word, to practice it, and to teach it.
个人的追求不是为了自己，那是为了整个教会。
That our pursuit of the Lord is not for our individual benefit, but it's for the corporate growth.
叫教会更多弟兄姊妹能够一同在建造里面一同有份。
So that all the brothers and sisters can together participate in God's work.
好，讲到这，请弟兄帮我做结束祷告。
That's the end of my sharing. May the brother pray for us.
Father God, we are encouraged by the message we have just heard.
父啊，我们实在被这些话语所激励。
Lord, we have this burden, this desire to set our heart on your word.
我们有这样的负担，也有这样的盼望，要把我们的心定制，也考究你的话。
So Lord, we just pray for this diligence so that we can daily go to your word and study it.
求你赐给我们这样的勤奋，让我们每天都可以来考究研读你的话。
So that no matter the times, whether peaceful or turbulent, we can have your purpose as the priority in our hearts.
所以不管是在平安的还在动荡的时间，我们都有能够明白你的旨意。
So that day by day we'll be able to faithfully serve you.
让每一天我们都可以忠心的来服侍你。
To be this light for you in this dark world.
让我们可以成为这黑暗世界的光。
So Lord, we just thank you and pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
感谢你，这样的祷告是奉我主我救主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.